What's going on, guys? Daily here, and today we have something pretty interesting to discuss. We have two brand new Lego leaks that ended up on a store shelf in Montreal. These are Lego Star Wars leaks. They're two 18 plus sets, and if you're watching the video version of this and not listening to it on Spotify, whatever, I will tell you right now, those price tags are in Canadian, not USD. But even the United States dollar version of these price tags are absolutely absurd. This is really the worst. Lego is out of control right now, and I think their sales will dip. I think right now that they're going absolutely crazy with their current prices, and I think if they continue down this path, their sales will dip. We just had a $35 eight plus 80 piece kids set of a mini AT-ST. Then we've got the $16 microfighter. Absolutely absurd prices. These prices are not sustainable. Even with inflation, these are ridiculous prices. Consumers are not going to pay these prices. I think you will have people who do. You always will. But I think we will see the average Lego purchaser, parents, stuff like that, start to tap out. I think that they will start to, vote with their wallets and start to not purchase these because they're getting a little bit ridiculous. And it used to be that every casual Lego collector could afford Legos for the most part. It was always kind of a bit of a higher end toy, but on Christmas they'd spend $50 on a nice big set or whatever. Now $50 gets you nowhere. So I really think this is going to be where people start to tap out and Lego starts to see a hit, and they're gonna have to lower their profit margins. Sucks, I guess. I don't know. Cry about it. Like you're already a multi-million billion-dollar corporation. I don't care. Either way, we do have two sets here. So the first one is going to be the Emperor's Throne Room right here. So we do have Luke Skywalker, and many have noted that he does have a brand new hairpiece, which is kind of cool. Looks a little bit more movie accurate, which is nice. This Emperor we have seen before, and then the Darth Vader to me looks the exact same on the Lego Leak forum here. I saw some people mention that it looks like new. Oh, someone said it looks like a new emperor, but I think we've seen that emperor before. But people were saying that the Darth Vader might be battle scarred. I don't see it. I think that's just the rough material of the cardboard box, sort of right there that we're seeing, and it's not actually new Darth Vader, but I don't know, man. It's pretty cool to get Return of the Jedi throne room back because I love this scene. It's iconic. It's really awesome. This will make a beautiful, display piece sort of a thing. I've never been a super big fan of the labels. We have 40 Return of the Jedi right there for the 40th year anniversary. I am a Jedi like my father before me, Luke Skywalker, a little quote. I know some people like that for the displayability of it and all that, but to me, it just looks a little cheap. I don't love that. That look. But hey, it is what it is. I would just probably not add that to my set, and I'm good, basically. But yeah, $130 for this thing. I mean, it looks good. It's a good looking throne room. You get three minifigs, which I feel like is, for the price tag, not enough. I would pay $60 for this. Maybe 70. No, I would pay $60. Personally, I would pay $60 for this. This is $130 Canadian, which I have the little converter here. 130 Canadian dollars is going to be 95 US dollars. So basically, $100 you're spending with sales tax on a single set, 800 pieces, three minifigures. And it's not even a play set or anything like that. It is a stationary set. This is a scam. This is a scam. This is ridiculous. This is an absolute scam. I will not be purchasing this. Unless it comes on sale and we hit that $60 price point, maybe then I purchase it. It could also be one of those sets, though, where, no one purchased it because it was so expensive. And then in 5 years, it's worth, quadruple that. You never know. But As of right now, without a sale, I'm not purchasing this thing. Then we've got the Endor Speeder Chase set, which I actually like a lot better. A lot of people are saying that the throne room is their favorite. I love the Speeder Chase set. I like these trees that they're doing here. They're large. They're big. There's good foliage on them. I think it looks nice. You got two speeders. You got the Scout Trooper speeder. And then you've got, I think it's Leia and Luke back there. That would make sense. Riding. And I'm hoping that's actual cloth on Leia like we used to get in that previous Endor one, because that's now like a $40 figure, and I just really like the cloth sort of poncho look on the Endor Rebel style soldiers and stuff like that, Luke, Leia, etc. I think it's pretty cool, so I would like to see that, but I don't know. It's too hard to tell. I don't think it is, but can't tell with this leaked picture. Again, you've got the 40 Return of the Jedi, and then I'm sure someone can read what that quote is. I cannot. But either way, that is going to be a 100 Canadian dollars. So that is going to be 75 bucks USD. So I'm guessing, honestly, in US prices, I think that the Emperor's Throne Room is going to be $100. And I think the Endor Speeder Chase is going to be $80. Again, I think this is too much. This is another set. I would pay 60 for both of these. That's what I would be willing to pay. Not together. I'd pay 120 together. But I'm saying I would pay $60 for the Emperor's Throne Room, and I think the Endor Speeder Chase is not that much better. I would also probably just pay $60 for that. In my ideal world, where I think that's a fair price, I would pay $1 in my make-believe world. But yeah, I mean, I think this one looks nice. I think they both look nice. I think they're both nice little collector's pieces. I don't think anyone can really complain about that. I think it's just, honestly, it's just too expensive. That's the bottom line. This is too expensive, and we're getting out of the realm of reasonability, and I think Lego needs to take a step back and look at themselves, because this is getting silly. Either way, guys, that's going to be it for this video/podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed. Please be sure to hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and comment down below. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video. Be sure to click that subscribe button for more content, and hit the notification bell if you'd like to be alerted to whenever I live stream or upload. Thanks so much.